Well, here's the thing, Jenny Schwaner here in back in Madison with Mick Orff and Matt Rippey.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 158, 40 in 40. We just finished our second week here in Madison, Wisconsin. We had two shows canceled by a blizzard, and we've gone from the delight of fresh fallen snow to the disgust of three-day-old slush. We are ready for it to be over. The snowstorm, not the run. We've also seen old friends like Jenny Schwaner, our sometime wardrobe mistress who lives here in Madison. We'll talk to her in a few minutes about why she's not working for us this time. And we met a guy named Chris Judson, who set out on a mission, on a quest. All right, it was a stunt. He wanted to see all of Shakespeare's plays in a single summer. He accomplished it. He started a blog called 40 Plays in 40 Days, and he came to see us with his family perform the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, at the Overture Center in Madison. He was nice enough to speak with me after the show, and he explained how it all happened. Chris Judson, right?
Yep.
40 Plays in 40 Days. How did this start? Why did it start? How far along are you? And does tonight's 37 plays of the complete works count?
No.
Okay.
Anyways, I got a grant from the state of Indiana. Actually, it was a private endowment, okay. And it's called a teacher creativity grant.
So you're a teacher.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. Okay. English teacher, actually. High school English teacher.
Okay.
And I just want to go on record. I think on one of your podcasts, I think somebody wrote in that was an AP English teacher, and they said they were really offended by what you're... let me just speak for the rest of them and say we enjoy your work.
Thank you.
That's okay.
I appreciate that.
But, and so I've been trying for this grant actually for 7 years. Because I thought I was I'm a creative teacher and that sort of thing. Didn't get it out time after time. And then I came up with the idea of, you know, wouldn't that be a great stunt to try? Well, it was inspired by you folks. That's a shout out to you. But I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to try to see all Shakespeare's plays in one summer? So then when I found
one night like we do it, but actually all of Shakespeare's plays fully produced in a single summer.
Right. So then when I got the idea, then I was looking at my notes recently, and I said 40 plays in 40 days, and I thought that's the thing that's going to win the proposal. So.
You need a hook.
It was, because all my other ones I really, really liked. I loved all of my grant proposal, but this one I thought, this is the one. And there was really two purposes that I wanted to do. Number one, it was a stunt. It was can I do it? Can I get all 40 plays, or actually 38 plays, in one summer? And then second of all, as a teacher and also as a theater goer, you know, is Shakespeare still accessible to the masses, or is it just this highbrow thing that we sit around and we talk about? So I got the grant, and then took about a month, bookmarked every single production in the United States that I could. I used Delicious Social, bookmarking, tagged everything, gave up on Canada. I love Canada. We take our kids up to Stratford, but I gave up on them because they were only doing Julius Caesar and Macbeth, I think.
Right.
And I thought, then, and so I took a whole month doing that, and then I was able to get at least 31 of them in one summer. And so I live in the state of Indiana, and so I was able to hit a lot of the East Coast. I went there about three times. By the way, I have to go on record and say one of the reasons why I wanted this grant was because I wanted to head back home. I'm originally from Northern California, where Reed is, Sonoma County, Santa Rosa. And I wanted an excuse to go home, and I want someone else to pay for it. So I was able to do all of it, and I did 31 of them. And then as I was getting ready to get into the experience, I thought, how can I get the other seven?
Right.
And so I decided that I was following a Nashville Shakespeare Festival, and they did monthly readings. And so they're working their way through all the plays, and I thought, you know, what I could do is all the extra ones, I can just conduct my own readings.
Oh.
So that's what I ended up doing. So I, you know, and there's my sons and my wife over there.
And, who are incredibly patient.
They were incredibly, and they're just excited too. And so I recruited my family. In fact, the first reading, I The first reading was Timon of Athens.
Okay.
With a family.
Wow.
On vacation.
And did you on vacation, like in a car, as we're
No.
Did you include Pumbaa?
No. We were in downstate Tennessee. It was a week-long family vacation, all the families coming together. And so I asked everybody, could you please, just do a reading with me?
Oh, my God, it was a family reunion reading of Timon of Athens. Whatever.
Yeah, they don't want to do it anymore. But anyways, but we slugged.
You know what? Let's stop inviting Chris to the family reunion.
I know, it was. But it was a really cool experience because I had never read it before. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of it except for watching Redo Shakespeare. And so it took me actually about 2 or 3 weeks after reading it to understand, it wasn't that bad of a play.
Right.
But most of the people in the family didn't like it, and they don't forgive me for it.
Well, now, the people who gave you the money, are they going to be pissed that you kind of cheated? You didn't see 40 plays? You saw 31 and then read it, 7?
Well, and that was a part of it. I felt like that was, when I was writing the proposal, I said, look, this is, and they're a wonderful company. It's the Lilly Family Foundation. It's the endowment. It's not the company, but it's a private organization. And the cool thing was that they want to give, it's $8,000. You have to pay taxes on it, but $8,000 to say, what could you put together in a summer that would really empower you, that would mm-hmm. really energize you, so when you get back in the classroom come August, that you're recharged and you're ready to go. And so this one fulfilled it for me. And I even said it in my proposal. I said, uh-huh. there's probably not a way I can get to all of them, but in spirit, I want to try to get to all of them. Because, right. again, there's the stunt thing of, can I see them all?
Right.
And so you're right. Okay, some people call it cheating. I don't think so. And I've seen this production twice. I saw it in Pennsylvania. Good production. I enjoyed it. I'm calling tonight my end of my 40 days because I got to see him again. So anyways. I was able to... So I did these readings. In fact, during my last week of the experience before I was going to head out to New England, I, again, roped in my family. We got on Facebook, tried to get a few people to come over, and we did a marathon reading of all of Henry VI. Part
wow.
one, part two, part
wow.
three, and my sons were a part of it, and I the third thing that happened of this, there was definitely, could I do the stunt? Yeah, I did the stunt. That was great. And is it accessible? I got to see in just community productions, and it was wonderful because they were reaching their community, and it was great for the community. I got to see professional. Got to go out to Oregon, got to see D.C., got to see all the major places, Stanton, Virginia.
Crisscrossed the country.
I did that a lot. And so I felt like some extra things I got from it, too, was, each of the... I don't want to say I set my standards low for when I got to see these productions, but I didn't try to go in as, like, I'm the expert or I'm the teacher. And so I went into saying I'm an audience member, and as long as you can get all the lines right, and as long as you're reaching your audience, I'm going to walk out being a very happy person.
Well,
so it was.
Yeah. You weren't there to criticize.
No.
You were to experience. And you said your goal was, is Shakespeare accessible? And it didn't occur to me that you would go to see community productions as well, because that's accessibility in a whole
right.
different way.
Right.
I mean, if a community theater wants to take on Shakespeare,
right.
that says a lot to me.
Well, and it does. And so the one thing I walked away with also is that my own state of Indiana, this is my shout out, but we don't have like a Shakespearean festival. Michigan does.
And Indiana Rep has never booked the Redoux Shakespeare Company. I'm just saying.
You and me both. So, by the way, and this is a side note, and you probably got this from my tweets every once in a while because bringing my sons, but the thing I did not expect, so I went into this thinking, this is my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go and I'm going to see all these plays and I'm going to get a lot of stuff out of it. My family will be a part of it. And what happened was that when we were in Michigan, we saw a production of Tempest. And we were in front row as a preview night. We get there. And I'm going, oh, no. I bring my sons out along with their son, Brooks, and I'm going, bare stage, chairs, table, single bare bulb mm-hmm. up. And I'm going, oh, no, they're going to deconstruct it. And my sons, I'm going to explain to my sons. And so they get, everybody kind of wanders in, this sort of thing. And then they do kind of a read through and they say, well, let's go through it again. And then what happened then is that, if you remember Act 1, Scene 1, and this was their explanation, mm-hmm. They you don't get to hear all the dialogue going on because there's a storm going on. So we got to hear the dialogue the first time, and then and when they redid it, then the entire stage turned into the ship, and at the very end, they rip down the back tarp and swoosh it towards you, and it's like a big rush of wind. Wow. And then finally, you know, I catch my younger son's eye, and he smiles at me, and it's like at that point he got it.
Thumbs up.
It was definitely a thumbs up. And from about that point on, then they got really involved with what I was saying. I was not expecting my family to be a part of this at all. And so then the youngest, but also with Evan too, Colin and Evan, they were starting to follow everything I was doing. And now they're at the point where they have, part of it, again, is thankful to you, you know, in the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
We can't be held responsible for pregnant mothers or children.
Well, no, but the idea that it can still be very enjoyable, and they've watched the DVD several times, and a shout out to you by your but they've been able to take your book and then look at other books, and now I feel like they've been introduced to Shakespeare in a really cool way.
Hi, we're the Understudies.
We're the University of Wisconsin-Madison Short Form Improv Group.
You can see us perform once a month at the Memorial Union in the Play Circle.
See us next on February 2nd, March 3rd, April 7th, and May 5th, all at 8 p.m.
To join our email list for info about shows, open rehearsals, and auditions,
send us an email at theunderstudiesimprov@gmail.com.
You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Bibbidi-bibbidi-bop!
Where can you see the RSC? This week's your last chance to see the Reduced Shakespeare Company live in 2009. Our run of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged, revised at the Overture Center in Madison, Wisconsin, closes on Sunday, December 20th. But in 2010, you'll be able to see us in Dallas, Texas, Saratoga, California, Pasadena, California, Santa Rosa and Sonoma, California, New York City, city so nice they named it twice, San Luis Obispo, California, Nevada, Missouri, Salina, Kansas, Hanover, New Hampshire, Ithaca, New York, Morristown, New Jersey, Reston, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, and the Kennedy Center. And that is just up through July. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for specific venue and ticket information. Now, as I said, we also got to meet our sometime wardrobe mistress, Jenny Schwaner, who's not working for us here in Madison, but she was good enough to meet up with Mick Orff, Matt Rippey, and myself to explain why.
I have continued the fine tradition of touring with comedy troupes, except this time there's 15 of them, and their makeup is a lot better than yours.
Wow. Well, and so is their dancing, I hope.
Their dancing is much better.
Who is it? What's the full name of the company?
Oh, yes. Le Ballet Trocadero di Monte Carlo. The Trocs.
So it's an all male dance company, ballet company, but they dance as women. They dance as ballerinas.
They dance as ballerinas, and they are extremely good at what they do. It's kind of amazing watching them, you know, dance on their toes every night. They just kind of hang out backstage on point, which is sort of fun.
And what do they do with their various bulges? They do a savage tuck and then some falsies up front?
It's all, you know, dance belted and covered and such, but I don't really notice that. I'm too busy making sure that none of the hooks broke in back, which has happened many a time.
You're a little too familiar with the savage tuck and the falsies up front there, pal. What was that?
I have a history. I have a past. So you're not dressing our shows here in Madison, even though you live here in Madison, because you leave this week for Monaco with the Trocs.
It would be next week that I'm leaving specifically, but yes, I have ditched you for the ballerinas. I'm sorry. For the drag ballerinas.
And we're about to be snowed in this blizzard in Madison that's canceling the shows tomorrow afternoon. But you've still got to go in and do your radio show, which is the other thing that you do when you're not touring with us.
Yes, there is no sleep for the Madison Renaissance woman.
Wow. what's the name of your... Describe your show, your radio show.
I host the Leopard Print Lounge, which is every Tuesday on WORT, which is 89.9 FM Madison, by the way, for anybody who wants to listen.
And you're on the web as well.
We are on the web. It's WORT-FM.org. And my show is Modern and Classic International Garage Rock.
Does anybody know what that means? I know what Savage Tuck means, but I don't know what that what is that? What is that? How would you describe that?
Well, that would be anything that's influenced by the music of the 60s.
You moved here not too long ago. Do you like Madison? Was that a good move coming here?
Initially, I kind of, you know, fought it as hard as I could because I was worried about there not being as much theater as there was in Chicago. Right. But after about 7 years, yes, I've settled in. I work for the Madison Opera. I work for the Madison Ballet.
Cool.
And various other groups in town. I just designed Evita for Four Seasons Theater this summer, which was 98 costumes total, I believe.
So you're quite busy.
Yes, and your current wardrobe supervisor, Monica, was my assistant on that show, and she was brilliant.
Well, thanks for giving Monica to us, because she's been fantastic.
Yes, she is.
I'm choking up, because I love her so much. And actually, this onion ring is really hot. And now back to my conversation with Chris Judson, who saw 40 plays in 40 days and lived to tell the tale.
One of the things that happened after that Michigan play is that they had a talk back. So, you know, you stayed around. All the they wanted feedback. The artistic director said, so what'd you think? Did this work? Everybody's going. And then some high school student said it. And he said, you know, I come here with my family because this is for how Shakespeare should be. Because when I get to school, first of all, the kids don't get it. And second of all, school has a tendency of killing all of the joy of Shakespeare.
Yep.
Which, as an English teacher, I'm silently saying to myself, yes, and we are truly guilty of that. And then part of this whole experience then is, you know, how then can I remind myself that as I talk to my students and address Shakespeare, do I do the worksheets or do we say, let's watch the BBC version, let's watch the Mel Gibson, God forbid, no, all the other things, and can we make it much more accessible? And from that point, that was kind of echo in the back of my mind to say, we need to do a much better job at
that.
Well,
it's hard because Shakespeare wasn't meant to be read and studied. He was meant to be performed and heard and seen live. So, I mean, English teachers have an uphill battle to even start with.
Right.
I mean, this is fantastic. Are you going to write about this now? I mean, you've come back to the school energized.
Right.
You're going to write about it? Because publishing seems to be really into these kind of stunt kind of books. I'm going to make all of Julia Child's things and The Year of Living Biblically and all these things.
Yep.
I smell a book deal.
Yeah. Well, what I did with experience at 40 Days in 40 Plays in 40Days.com is when I did the experience, I did...
Wait, you started a website for this?
Yeah, I have a website. Oh, yeah, right. It's 40Plays in 40Days.com. It was a really cool experience,
cool.
And one that not only I think impacted me, it's like once in a lifetime thing, but also the impact that it has on my sons, and then as they talk to their friends, and I feel like that part has been, I think, a really cool part.
That's great.
Because I think that's a nice thing about Shakespeare. And then, like, when the youngest one, who may or may not have gotten all the jokes tonight...
Well, we didn't.
Well, that, you know, when he sees this maybe in about, you know, 10 years, and he'll get more. And that's kind of how Shakespeare is.
Yeah.
That we saw in Chicago recently Richard III, which he loved, and he loved doing the hunchback thing. And so for about a week, he was imitating a hunchback, and we had explained some things to him. But... You know, that's, I think, that the thing I want to leave with my students and with people is that you can look at Shakespeare and you can read Shakespeare and see it over and over again and still get new things out of it. And, like, even tonight, I've seen this several times, but they're... And the revision I really like, too, by the way, just back to you. But still get things out of it, still enjoy the power of theater.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your tales of theater-going stunts via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com, and our Reduce Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also find us on MySpace, become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all those social networks at our website, reduceshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to Webmaster Matt Rippey, the Bard of Des Plaines, Matthew Croke, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Kevin Berkland.
no reason, it's just random. Special thanks to the understudies and to Chris Judson. You can check out his blog at 40playsin40days.com. Also thanks to Jenny Schwaner. Good luck in Monaco with the trucks, Jenny. You can hear Jenny host the Leopard Print Lounge at WORT-FM.org. Finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 158th, 474th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.